Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to rely on myself. That on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Nobody
wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna
kill. Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing, and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. pussies leave the repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Bible study, praise God, sponsored by Care Church Incorporated. I am filling in for the pastor of Care Church, Bishop Mac Page, amen. On tonight, I am Elder Andre Prevost, amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in out there on the various social media sites, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, everybody on the phone lines. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, just for the ability to come here, Lord, on tonight to hear your voice, to hear your word, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you enlighten us on tonight. Hallelujah. As we prepare, hallelujah, to break the bread of life on tonight, Lord. We bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving what you have for us, Lord. And once again, in advance, we give you the glory. In advance, we give you the praise. In advance, we just thank you and magnify you. Hallelujah. For everything that you're about to do, everything you've already done, and everything you're doing right now, Lord. And we just lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, amen. We want to open the line. Anybody have any testimonies, any prayer requests? Amen. On tonight before we move forward with the lesson. Praise God. Amen, amen, praise God. We'll bless God on tonight, hallelujah. Amen, we're amen. Gonna be amen, go ahead.
We just saying amen to what you're saying. Just thank God for being here, being another day, and we're just thankful.
Amen, amen, amen tonight, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. I want to open up tonight with, we're going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians, but I want to open up tonight with Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 as an opening scripture. Praise God. Amen. We've opened up with this before. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Praise God. And for those of you just, if you're just now tuning in, If you never, this is your first time tuning in to Bible study, amen, with me giving the lesson, praise God. I like opening up with this scripture because the scripture tells us a lot, amen, about what's going on right now, amen, in the church, in the world. Praise God. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God. And a lot of times if you've heard this scripture, amen, usually the person reading it or the person quoting it would stop right there. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. Praise God. Hallelujah. And by giving you that little knowledge, they haven't given you enough knowledge. Praise God. So a lot of us tend to assume that the reason that we don't have the knowledge is because the knowledge wasn't available to us. Praise God. And then we start blaming the powers that be, and we start blaming, amen, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the political leaders and the church folks, the church leaders, amen. Y'all didn't give us, hallelujah, the information. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we read a little bit further, it says, because thou hast rejected knowledge. So it's not that the knowledge wasn't available. It's just that we rejected it. Praise God, hallelujah. It's not that nobody didn't come and try to tell you. It's just that you didn't receive it for whatever reason. Praise God. Maybe it went against what your daddy told you. Maybe it went against what you was raised hearing in church about the subject. Praise God, hallelujah. Maybe it's against whatever you're indoctrinated to believe. Therefore, you rejected the knowledge that God tried to give you. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And he says, I will also reject thee. No, he said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Because you reject the knowledge, you are being rejected. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And we take, a lot of us hear that and think, well, God's pushing me away. Actually, you're pushing yourself away. Praise God. You're rejecting yourself by rejecting the knowledge. See, the more knowledge you receive about God, the closer you get to God. Praise God. But if you reject the knowledge of God, then the further away you go from God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That thou shalt be no priest to me. No priest to me. And we say, we hear that word priest, and we say, oh, he must be talking to the leaders in the church. He must be talking to the people in the pulpit. Hallelujah. At the very least, he's talking to the deacon board. Praise God, hallelujah. No, he's talking to all of us. He said, "You want a priest is only a person who speaks, hallelujah, for God. Hallelujah, praise God. You won't be able to speak for God. You won't be able to give an encouraging word because, amen, because the knowledge that you have is tainted. Hallelujah, the knowledge that you have is impure. The knowledge that you have isn't necessarily from God. It might be from social media. Hallelujah. It might be your own stinking way of thinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because you have a stinking way of thinking, you're rejecting the knowledge that God is trying to give. Praise God. Because my mama told me this. Now, let me tell you, my mama lived to be such and such age. Glory to God. Now you can't tell me that her being that old, that she ain't have some wisdom. She ain't have some knowledge. If you go back, hallelujah, and no offense to those who are older, praise God, amen, because I'm older than somebody, praise God, hallelujah, somebody older than you. But the Bible tells us in the book of Job, amen, that I thought age, wisdom came with age. But once the young man heard them talking to Job, heard Job's friends talking, he said, it's obvious to me that was an assumption that wasn't true. Hallelujah, because I'm hearing y'all talking. Ain't nothing y'all saying coming from the wisdom of God. Hallelujah, y'all up there in age. You elders, hallelujah, amen. You older than me. I thought you would know better than me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And because they're older than us, mama older than me, grandma older than me, granddaddy told me this, Uncle JoJo told me that, praise God, hallelujah. Because we receive their knowledge and reject the knowledge of God, hallelujah, praise God. Look what he says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. Praise God. And we, you know, they want to get, well, how, what kind of God would do that? You know, you hear people, what kind of God would do that? God, see, you're missing. God ain't doing it. You doing it. Because you passing down thinking generation to generation to generation. Praise God. So you, what you're doing is passing down a generational curse. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I can't remember nobody that don't remember me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he says, I will forget your children. This curse will be passed down through generations, hallelujah, to your grandkids and your great-great-grandkids. That's why those of us, amen, that have been passed down that thinking way of thinking. You know, your mama tried to tell you about men, and she kind of got it right, praise God, but she said all men are like this. Glory to God, hallelujah, and that ain't true, amen. Your daddy told you all women are like this, amen. So you talking about mama too? Mama like that too, daddy? Praise God, because you're still with mama. I'm trying to see you trying to say mama like that? Hallelujah. So apparently all women ain't like this. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Everybody in the world ain't the way you say they are. Glory to God, hallelujah. But by your knowledge and your experience, you're passing down thinking to me. And now I look at people through your eyes instead of through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And speaking of the eyes, looking through the eyes of God, amen. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, amen. I'm going to start at verse 11, but then I'm going to double back. Hallelujah. Chapter 13, not that long, praise God. Hallelujah. We should get through it before the nightly news come on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it says, amen, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a lot of us have heard this particular scripture, and we've applied it to a lot of things in our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. But we apply it without truly understanding what Paul, the writer, is saying. Hallelujah. We understand the concept of when I was a child. We understand about, we hear, I put away childish things. Hallelujah. Amen. But we never concentrate on that what he's saying, I put away childish things. Watch this. They didn't go away. Praise God. Because we got, you know, this concept of in Christianity, hallelujah, in the church, that, you know, God will take these things away. These things, you know, you hear those testimonies about people that brag about how they stopped drinking, hallelujah, amen. And some of them did. Some of them really did. But then some of them really didn't, because they only drank when they went out with you. Glory to God. I had a friend that smoked cigarettes, but he only smoked cigarettes, hallelujah, when we went out to the club and we started drinking. Now he wants a cigarette. He wasn't a cigarette smoker. Hallelujah. But then when he got saved, he said, I used to smoke cigarettes and I don't do it no more. But you, that wasn't really what you were. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You were just doing it because everybody else was doing it. Hallelujah. You wasn't addicted to it. This wasn't something that was a part of you. Glory to God. See, some of us, amen, have addictions that are a part of us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're not just talking about substance addictions. Hallelujah. Some of us are addicted to anger. Hallelujah. Some of us are addicted to strife. Hallelujah. Some of us are addicted to toxicity. Hallelujah. We complain about toxic relationships, but we addicted to the toxic, hallelujah, relationship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we think, amen, if I go to God and I pray hard enough, these things will go away. Praise God. But I'm reminded now when Paul had what he described as a thorn. And the theologians and the scholars, they can all argue about what they think the thorn was. Some people think the thorn was, hallelujah, amen, dealing with his past. Some people think the thorn was him dealing with adultery. Some people think the thorn was him dealing with homosexuality. It don't matter what the thorn was. Glory to God, hallelujah. The bottom line, he prayed for the thorn to be removed, and God said, my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. In other words, this is something you're going to have to live with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And accompanied with my grace, hallelujah, you will be able to bear this thing that you have to live with. Glory to God. When we marry our spouses, hallelujah, amen, we don't stop being attracted to the opposite sex. Your woman didn't stop being attracted to men just because she married you. And you know, pardon me, and you know for a fact that you didn't stop being attracted to other women just because you married her. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. So this is something you got to live with. You got to be married to that woman. You got to be married to that man. Hallelujah. Amen. To death do you part. But you have to deal with the fact I am still attracted. Not just attracted. I don't just think you're handsome. I don't just think you're cute. I am still sexually attracted to other people. This is something I got to live with. Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't something that's just going to go away. Praise God, hallelujah. This is where a lot of women mess up, because they think if I get him to marry me, once he married me, he'll stop messing around. Glory to God. No, just because he married you, he was looking at the bridesmaids. The bridesmaids was looking kind of cute, hallelujah, in them dresses, praise God. Hallelujah, because this is something he got to live with. His attraction to other women just ain't going to go away because he with you. Praise God, hallelujah. And to take something, a burden off of you, it ain't nothing you can do, hallelujah, to take that away. Praise God. Amen. Don't matter how much you get your nails done. Don't matter how much you get your hair done. Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. Don't matter how slim you stay, how much you work out. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's still going to be another person out there. Hallelujah, amen, that your spouse is attracted to. Hallelujah, praise God. So not only do they have to live with that fact and they have to bear that burden, so do you. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Because some of us think we cute, you know. Some of us know, you know, we lucky. Hallelujah, praise God. Are we blessed to be with somebody? But some of us think, man, we just the cutest thing, and ain't no way somebody could be cheating on me as cute as I am. Glory to God, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. But the fact of the matter is, praise God, hallelujah, it's somebody cuter than you. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's something you got to live with. Hallelujah, amen. You got to quit lying to yourself. Glory to God. See, a lot of the time, the problem ain't the fact that somebody else lied to you. A lot of the time, the problem is that you lying to yourself. Hallelujah, creating a fake narrative in your head, hallelujah, that doesn't fit reality. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, Paul, amen, said when I was a child, hallelujah, I spake as a child. I understood. I comprehended. I reasoned as a child. I thought as a child. I felt as a child. But when I came a man, I put away childish things. Now, we got to look at that word, those two words. I put away, put away, put away. Praise God. Now, when we go back and look at the original Greek translation, hallelujah, praise God, that word put away is equivalent to the Hebrew word divorce. Divorce. But it's in the context in which they talk about a Jewish divorce. Hallelujah, praise God. So that word put away is the same word, hallelujah, that's used in Jewish divorce. Now, in order to understand what put away means, we have to understand what a Jewish divorce is. When you go deep into a Jewish divorce, hallelujah, praise God, they use the term put away because you don't, in America, you get divorced, you move. Somebody moves. Praise God, hallelujah. And the men been complaining, they've been moving. Praise God, hallelujah. But some of these women got to move out these houses too, depending on the lawyer you got in the state you're in. Praise God. It's a complete separation. Hallelujah. We cutting ties. Hallelujah. I'm not going to call you. You ain't going to call me. If we happen to see each other, we just do. Amen. And the only other reason why we would is because we got children together. Other than that, I don't want to see you. You don't want to see me. And never the two shall meet in between. Praise God. But in the Jewish divorce, if I wanted a second wife, glory to God, I just go get a second wife and put my old one away. But my old wife still lives on the property. She still got a room in the house. I still pay her bills. I still buy her clothes. Hallelujah. I still cook her food. And she still gets all of the rights. Hallelujah. I can take on as many wives as I want to. Hallelujah. But I have to put, see, that's the misconception. A lot of people thought these Jewish men were sleeping with all these wives. No, they only got three or four wives because I got tired with the old model and I wanted to upgrade and get me a newer model. Hallelujah. So I put my old model in the garage, and I went and got me a newer model. That's the one I got parked in the driveway. But I don't drive the old model no more, praise God, but I still got to keep it washed. I still got to, hallelujah, keep it vacuumed. I still got to do the maintenance and change the oil on it because I'm still responsible for it. Hallelujah, praise God. So that word put away in the original text in which the writer is trying to use it is saying this is not something that separates from you. Hallelujah, this is something you simply put away. Hallelujah, amen. This means if I put it away, I know where it's at. That means if I put it away, I still have access to it. Praise God, hallelujah. A lot of people will tell you in marriage, when you get married, it's a lot of stuff you just put away. Praise God. I would do it, but my wife don't like it, so I don't do it. Hallelujah. But it's still in me to do. Praise God, but I just don't do it because I know she don't like it. Hallelujah, but it's still in me. It's a lot of things women say, I don't do that no more because my husband don't like it. But if something happened to him, I'm going to go back to doing it. Praise God, because that's still in me. I just put it away. Hallelujah. It's not completely gone. Praise God, hallelujah. So that thing, hallelujah, that I'm asking God to take away, hallelujah, amen. He's saying you can't, I'm not going to take it away. I want you. See, I gave you the power. Hallelujah. I believe the book of Matthew tells us that the kingdom of heaven is within us. Hallelujah. So the power is within us. Praise God. So God is saying you have the power to put this thing away. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is I started there, amen, to bring out the universal principle of this scripture. The universal principle of it. This can be applied to anything. Glory to God, hallelujah, that I have to put that thing away. I have to control that thing, and I got to keep it put up. I'm not going to pull it out just because I'm mad at you. Hallelujah. I can be very petty. Hallelujah, amen, and I got it put away. But you just ran me hot, so I'm about to pull it out. That's the problem. We go back and we pull stuff out that we put away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the bad part, we didn't put it that far away. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. We didn't put it that far away. Hallelujah. We put it just far enough that if I need it, I can go get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Paul is saying, I put it away. I put it away, amen, praise God, to where I don't have immediate access to it. Excuse me. I don't know. I used to know a family, praise God. Hallelujah. They used to do stuff I never heard of. They would put away their summer clothes when wintertime came. And then when summer came, they put away hallelujah, their winter clothes and pull out their summer clothes, hallelujah, because they wasn't going to use them during these certain seasons. Praise God, hallelujah. But we have to be able to put stuff away to the point, amen, that I have no need to use this. Hallelujah, because this is a childish thing. Glory to God. This is the way a child, hallelujah, would act. Praise God, hallelujah. But when we really look at this, what is Paul talking about putting away? Because like I said, we can use this with anything. Glory to God. I can put away, amen, my homemongering ways. Hallelujah, praise God. You can put away your gold-digging ways. Hallelujah. It's still in you, but you just put it away. Hallelujah, praise God. You got it under control. Hallelujah, praise God. You ain't going to go pick it up, amen, just because old boy pulled up in a Lambo. Hallelujah, because you don't even know if it is, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, because you understand that the love of money is the root of all evil. So that gold digging tendency, you put it away, hallelujah, amen, because you don't want to be rooted to evil. Glory to God, hallelujah. But what is Paul talking about, praise God? When we go back, hallelujah, amen, and I'm just going to go back, amen, to hallelujah, amen. I'm going to go back to verse 4. We're at chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, verse 4. He says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity, hallelujah, vaunted it not itself. And is not puffed up. Glory to God. Now, first we got to understand what charity is. Glory to God. Because when we hear that word charity, we think of excuse me. We think of the Make the Wish Foundation or donating the toys for tots. Excuse me. Or something like that, praise God, hallelujah. But this word charity in the original Greek translation is agape. Hallelujah. When they translate, we have to understand, when they translated the Bible from Greek to English, English only had about 1,500 words, while the Greek language had over 4,000 words. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why we still making up words today. Hallelujah, because they just took threw this little raggedy language together. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. That's why words don't make sense. Phone begins with a P when it sounds like it's to start with an F. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when they translated the New Testament from Greek to English, amen, they had about 3,500 words, amen, that they didn't have an English word for. Hallelujah, amen. That's why I don't get into the discussions where people start arguing over it say this and it say that. Yeah, that's what it say, but is that what it say? So y'all go ahead. I'll leave to argue. Y'all go ahead and argue. Amen, praise God. I'm going to research it and find out what it really say. Praise God. While y'all argue over the English translation, hallelujah. He's not talking about charity. He's not talking about making a donation. Hallelujah, to the local hospital. Charity is agape. Amen. Agape, amen, the only way I can really translate it is the love that God has for us, the love of God. Hallelujah. So Paul is talking about love. Hallelujah. You ever heard the phrase love conquers all? This is where that comes from. Hallelujah. It comes from the original Greek translation of this particular text. Hallelujah. Amen. Love conquers all. Hallelujah. Amen. This wasn't so prolific that whoever took credit for saying it. No, it comes right from here, right from the 13th book of Corinthians. Praise God. Hallelujah. And look what he says. So when we read it, hallelujah, some of the new updated translations have translated their word charity into love. Hallelujah, the Message Bible, the Good News Bible, praise God, hallelujah. So he says, charity, love, suffereth long Praise God. Hallelujah. And I forgot to add, it's not just the love of God. Hallelujah. It's also defined as unconditional love. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. Praise God. Hallelujah. The love that don't wear off, the love that don't change, the love that don't fade. Hallelujah. No matter what you do, hallelujah, I still love you the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just like God still loves us the same. Yeah, he might be upset with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that don't mean he don't love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. That just means he wants you, amen, to change your mind. Amen. He just wants you to change your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. And get it right. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, love, hallelujah, suffereth long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love is not puffed up. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't, watch verse 5, he say, doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. And think is no evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul is telling us this is a quality, this is a characteristic we should have within ourselves. Hallelujah. We should have this characteristic about us. Glory to God. Remember when they was asking Jesus, trying to slip him up about the law, what's the greatest law? And he said, amen, love the Lord God, you know, with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. The key word is love. Before he ascended into heaven, he said, he gave one last decree that we love one another as he has loved us unconditionally. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's our issue. Our issue is we tend to love with conditions. Glory to God, hallelujah. We love with condition. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. But God says, amen. Paul is telling us, hallelujah, amen. Our love doesn't need to have conditions on it. Hallelujah, amen. He says, our love behave itself unseemly. Hallelujah. Our love seeketh not our own. When you love somebody, you're not doing it, amen, for your benefit. Praise God, hallelujah. When you love somebody, you do something for somebody because they need it done for them. Praise God, hallelujah. All too many times we doing stuff for people because we know it. We call that networking. Hallelujah. If I scratch your back sooner or later, baby, down the line, you'll scratch mine. That ain't why you should be helping nobody. Hallelujah. You should help people because they need help. You should love somebody because they need to be loved. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible says when nobody else loves you, God loves you. Hallelujah. Now, God is trying to love others through you. Praise God. So if you're not allowing God to use you to love somebody, hallelujah, you blocking that person's blessing. Glory to God, hallelujah. He said it rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Hallelujah. Now we talking about tough love. We don't rejoice in iniquity. I got a friend, he say, you know, me and him used to rap together back in the day. And he was like, hey, man, when you come back to Houston, we need to hang out. I say, well, what we going to do? Hallelujah, because I'm not the same as I used to be, praise God. So I can't sit there and be proud of your activity. Hallelujah, praise God. You know the kind of stuff we used to brag about, how many women we got, how much we playing them. Praise God, hallelujah. If you love somebody, if you call yourself a Christian, hallelujah, you truly love somebody, hallelujah, amen, and that person coming to you bragging about the iniquity that they have accomplished. You know, iniquity is a hidden sin, so they coming to you with a secret. Hallelujah. You know, sister so-and-so down the street. Oh, yeah, she claimed to be holy. But, boy, you get her by herself. Oh, and you dapping them up and telling them, oh, you a player, you a man, and all this. You a love? That ain't love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because love doesn't rejoice in iniquity. Praise God, hallelujah. It rejoices in the truth, and the truth is, praise God, hallelujah, what you're doing, brother, is a sin. Hallelujah, praise. See, all too many times we want to give people, hallelujah, amen, what they want to hear so they'll keep being our friends. Hallelujah, amen. They ask that question, amen, would you mind your business if you saw, amen, somebody you knew, hallelujah, amen, cheating with somebody, hallelujah, whatever the case may be, praise God. People like, I mind my business. Glory to God. So you're not going to say nothing. You know, minding your business is not saying nothing is condoning the activity. That's legal. In a court of law, if I see you commit a crime, hallelujah, and I don't say anything to stop you from committing that crime, nor do I not report that crime, they will say I condone that crime, and they will convict me as an accessory to that crime. Glory to God. So if that works that way in our court system, hallelujah, is it not, hallelujah, working that way spiritually? Hallelujah. Some of us are condoning sin and saying, hey, I'm just not going to say nothing. I know Sister So-and-so cheating with Brother So-and-so, hallelujah, but that's not none of my business. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm sorry, I'm one of them people, don't do nothing, I'm telling you. Hallelujah, amen. If I know a wolf is in sheep's clothing, I'm going to point him out to you. Glory to God. You can be mad at me later. Glory to God, because you're going to be even more mad if you find out I knew something and I didn't let you know what I knew. Glory to God. I'm not going to rejoice in iniquity. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to rejoice in truth. Hallelujah. And the truth is you need to slow down. The truth is you need to stop doing what you're doing. The truth is if you don't stop, I'm going to go tell your wife myself. Glory to God. I'm going to tell your husband myself. I don't care who gets mad, but I'm going to tell the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because it's about love. Do you really love him? Hallelujah. Or do you love him? That's why he said amen in the prior verse. Seek if not her own. The only reason you don't want them to know or you don't want to tell them is because you know they're going to get mad at you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But it ain't about you. And if you truly love somebody, you'll realize, hallelujah, amen, that it ain't about you, it's about them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, it beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Hallelujah, praise God. And you can put all things, whatever you want to put for the all things. Whatever you loving somebody for and you believe in this going to happen in their life. I'm bearing and I'm putting up with your addiction. I believe that one day you're going to be broke of that addiction. And my hope is that you turn your life over to Christ and change your mind. And until then, I'm going to endure. Hallelujah, amen. Everything that you're going through, hallelujah, not for my sake, but for your sake, because I love you. And this ain't just about, you know, husband and wife. This is about father, parents and children, friends. Hallelujah, praise God. Your church members, praise God, hallelujah. Because we all supposed to be a family, glory to God, hallelujah. But nobody wants to hear the truth. Glory to God, hallelujah. Nobody wants to bear all things. That's why God told us, Paul told us in another, Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah. It starts with love. The fruit of the Spirit starts with love, and it ends with self-control. And in between is some kindness, it's some meekness, it's some gentleness, it's some long-suffering. That's the problem, the long-suffering. Nobody wants to use the long-suffering. Glory to God. I don't want to suffer long with you. Hallelujah. I ain't got that much time left as it is, and I got to suffer long with you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I want you to get it right away. Glory to God, hallelujah. As if, watch this, as if you a perfect friend.
You a perfect wife. You a perfect husband. Hallelujah. You a perfect parent. You a perfect child. Hallelujah. That everybody else should be perfect. Hallelujah. When you ain't perfect yourself. That's why Jesus said you need to learn how to take the big 2x4 off your forehead before you try to take a speck of dirt out your brother's eye. Hallelujah. You need to work on yourself before you try to work on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, when you point the finger at me, it's four fingers pointing back at you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, charity never faileth. Hallelujah. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Uh-oh. Praise God. Wait a minute. What, you saying love will never fail, but prophecies will fail? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You mean to tell me I can get a prophecy and that prophecy won't come to pass? Why won't that prophecy come to pass? Maybe because I don't have any love in my life. Praise God. Maybe I ain't show no love, hallelujah, because I don't show love, my prophecies fail. Hallelujah. Everything God, they said God had for me, I won't receive it because I refuse to love the way God loves. I refuse to love you the way God loved me. Hallelujah. And look, he said, where there be tongues, they shall cease. Hallelujah. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, hallelujah, and we prophesy in part. He's saying, amen. Okay, you can know the Bible from the front to the back. You can quote scriptures off the top of your head. Hallelujah. That's the knowledge. You got some scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You done did your research, yeah. You can speak in tongues. You got the gifts. You got the gifts. Praise God. But that don't mean nothing if you ain't got love. Praise God. Don't you know you'll go to hell with the gifts? I can prove. Jesus said in that day. Hallelujah. And many going to say, I prophesied in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I did such and such in your name. I used the gifts that you gave me. But he going to say, I didn't know you. I never knew you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you were so busy, hallelujah, showing everybody how much you know. Praise God, how intellectual you are. You were showing everybody how you can speak in tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah. How you can slay people out in the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But through all that, you were just as hateful. Hallelujah. Through all that, you were just as mean. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your followers loved you, but you ain't had no friends. Because we knew how hateful and irritable and evil you were. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nobody liked you personally. Glory to God. If it wasn't for your followers, amen, you wouldn't have nothing. Because everybody know, hallelujah, what kind of attitude you got. So, yeah, you can do all that. You can speak in tongues. You can prophesy. You knew the Bible from the left and the right. You knew who wrote it, where they embellished it at, who did it, when they did it, what year and all that. But all that don't mean nothing if you ain't got love. Praise God. Hallelujah. All your little garments and stuff don't mean nothing if you got love. Your $2,000 suits don't mean nothing if you don't got love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your $30,000 cars don't mean nothing if you don't got love. Glory to God. Yeah, you can work the principles of God and you can achieve monetary things in life, but God say without love, hallelujah, you might as well make your appointment in hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10 says, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Hallelujah. Amen. When it's perfect come, was done in part. He said, we know in part and we prophesy in part. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's saying love overshadows all that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Paul is basically saying we wouldn't need that if everybody loved one another. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That would be enough, praise God, hallelujah. Because he says it's going to be a time, amen, where the tongue's going to cease. Hallelujah. And the knowledge's going to fade away. Praise God, hallelujah. So when that happens, if you ain't got love, praise God, you're going to be lost. Glory to God. Then he says, when I was a child. So me not loving somebody, me feeling a way about you, me not wanting to help you or share. Remember when you was a child, couldn't nobody play with your toys. Them was your toys. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, you're kind of selfish. Praise God. God say that's childish. Hallelujah. See, we label a lot of stuff childish. Arguing is childish. Hallelujah. Cussing is childish. Throwing a temper tantrum is childish. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, God say, if you don't show love to me while I'm having that temper tantrum, if you don't show love to me while I'm getting angry and arguing, hallelujah, with you, hallelujah, praise God. If you don't show love to me, hallelujah, amen, when it seems like I'm falling short of the glory to God, you're being childish. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not showing love is childish. Why? My wife said it last week. You know that's a child. Glory to God. And watch this. We are all childish in some aspect in our lives. In some aspect of our lives, we ain't there yet. Hallelujah. So how I respond to you, what I believe you acting like a child is in this aspect, praise God, if I don't respond in love, God say, I am the one now being childish, because now that I know, hallelujah, and I have the knowledge in this particular area, if I meet your energy, hallelujah, with the same energy you're giving me, I'm being childish. Praise God. You hollered at me, so now I'm going to holler at you. You cuss me out, so I'm going to cuss you out. Praise God. You stole from me, so I'm going to steal from you. Praise God. Didn't Jesus tell you, amen? I know what you were told by the people of old. Hallelujah. You know, that's what we say. I used to hear the old folks say, hallelujah. Jesus said, I know you heard the old folks say, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Praise God. But I say, hallelujah, praise God, I say love thy enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Praise God, hallelujah. Because if you go eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, you being childish. Praise God. Little kids fight on the playground. Praise God. Little children fight on the playground. Glory to God, hallelujah. Little kids get offended when you say something about their mama. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't you know if some old people get mad when you say something about their mama? Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That childish, glory to God, hallelujah. Pray, don't nobody say nothing about my mama. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Don't you know Jesus wouldn't have been able to function, hallelujah, if he was concerned about what they were saying about his mama? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's more adult things to deal with than to deal with somebody saying something about your mama. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of things we have carried over from childhood. Hallelujah. When I say childhood, I mean when we was in the world. Hallelujah. You know how we acted and treated people in the world. Hallelujah. A lot of us have brought that same mentality in the church, and God is saying that's childish. Where's the love at? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, they hurt me, elder. I was in church, and the church people did this, and the church people said this. Well, don't you know that the church is a hospital? Hallelujah. So if the church is a hospital, that means everybody in here is sick, even a doctor. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you got to show the same grace and mercy with them, hallelujah, because you in here too, so that means you sick too. Glory to God. So, yeah, they messed up, praise God, but they're going to need another chance because they came out the world just like you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Hallelujah. He's talking about a mirror. Now I got to look in the mirror and examine myself. Hallelujah. I got to look at myself face to face. Hallelujah. I got to check me. So, see, we always be busy trying to check other people. And this is the preacher talking. Hallelujah. This is the preacher talking. This ain't the congregation. This is the great and the mighty Apostle Paul. He said, I got to look in the mirror, and I got to look at myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And watch this. And now I know in part that even, but then shall I know even as I am known. Hallelujah. And now abideth in faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Yeah, I can have faith. Yeah, I can have hope. But if I don't have no love, I'm going to be lost. Because if I got faith and hope, they got to do with me, don't it? I got faith in God that God going to deliver me. I got hope that after this is something else. Hallelujah. It's another world. I'm going to heaven, to paradise. I got hope in that. I got hope in that he died on the cross for my sins. I got faith, hallelujah, that God hears me when I speak. But I got to have some love for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The book of Hebrews, I believe it says, Hebrews 12 and 11, somewhere around there. I believe it says, amen. Follow peace with all men, or which you will not see the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have peace with everybody. You got to have love with everybody. You won't see God's plan for you on earth, and you won't see God's plan for you in the afterlife. Hallelujah, amen, because you have no love. Hallelujah. The love for one another, the love to want to see somebody doing better, praise God, including the ones that tried to hurt you. Don't you want to see them get better? They ain't hurting you just to hurt you. Hallelujah, amen. Something had to happen to them. And this is the way they responded to whatever occurred in their life. Hallelujah. So that woman ain't mean to hurt you. It's just that the man before you broke her heart. Hallelujah. So she put a wall up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that wall, you just happened to run into it full speed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she wasn't intending to hurt you. Hallelujah. She had to go through something to get to the point where she's at. But if you don't show love, praise God, you can bring her and get her to tear that wall down. Hallelujah. But if you respond with her energy, hallelujah, God say you being childish. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, he said, yeah, you can have faith, you can have hope, you can have all three of these. Excuse me. But if you don't have love, hallelujah, agape love, unconditional love, hallelujah, praise God. The love that surpasses, amen, what people think, but people know, praise God. And we have it, but we exercise it on, and this is the problem, we exercise our agape love on the people we want to exercise it on. Hallelujah. We got agape love for our children. Hallelujah. We got agape love for our spouse. And you know you do because you know what they did. Glory to God, but you still with them. Lord, have mercy. You know what that child did, hallelujah, but you still love them. Praise God, hallelujah. But if I come do it to you, you want to kill me. Where's my agape love? Glory to God, hallelujah. So your agape love only extends to your bloodline. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. When Jesus is saying amen, hallelujah, we not separate. The blood ain't thicker than water. Let's get it right. Blood ain't thicker than water. Praise God, hallelujah. Hey, but that's something we've indoctrinated ourselves to believe. When Jesus, when they told Jesus, your mama and your sisters them outside, he said, who are my mother? Who is my sisters? Praise God. Only those that do the will of my Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't just be showing love with people that we want to love us. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want your wife to love you, so you show her that agape love. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need to show everybody that same agape love. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not limited to your pits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to love everybody, amen, the same, even those ones, like I said, that hurt you. Praise God, hallelujah, because it's the reason why they hurt you. Just like that person you hurt, so, hallelujah. See, we love talking about when people hurt us, hallelujah, but we don't want to talk about the people we done hurt, how many hearts you done broke, how many women you done lied to. Hallelujah, didn't tell them you had a wife at all. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. How many men you done lied to and led on? Praise God. How many friends they thought you was their friend? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when it happened to you, hallelujah, now you don't want to show no love. Hallelujah. What 56 say, show no love, love will get you killed. Glory to God. That's what you living by. But that ain't in the Bible. Hallelujah. He says love is the greatest of all these things. It's greater than prophecy. Hallelujah. It's greater than even the knowledge. Hallelujah. He said when the knowledge gone and the prophecies fail, hallelujah, love will still be here. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is love. And if you're made in the image of God, hallelujah, amen, then you should be projecting the love of God onto others. Hallelujah. Not just those that we deem worthy. Hallelujah. And I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. Not just those that we deem worthy of our love. Hallelujah. If you ain't such and such, you're not worthy to be loved by me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 So as we get ready to close on tonight, hallelujah, as we become grown in the spirit, as we grow in the spirit, hallelujah, we need to put away, hallelujah, our pettiness, glory to God, our vengefulness, hallelujah, praise God, and we need to start showing love, hallelujah, amen, unconditional, the same love that God showed you, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, and they have that phrase, charity starts at home. Glory to God, hallelujah. That means you have to begin to teach love in your house. Hallelujah. That means you got to teach it to your children. Remember when we read Hosea, he said, I will forget your children. Glory to God, you got to teach it to your children so that they won't be forgotten. Hallelujah. So this can be passed down, hallelujah, through generation to generation. Hallelujah, praise God. So they can receive the blessings of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Because love conquers all. Love is above all everything else, according to Apostle Paul here. Praise God, hallelujah. And like he said in verse 13, hallelujah, and now abideth. Abideth means you live in it. You stand in it. He stands in faith. He stands in hope. He lives in charity. But of all three of these things, the greatest is the charity. Hallelujah. The greatest is the love, the agape love. He says, that's the greatest thing I picked up. Hallelujah. If you go back and read through the entire, and I encourage you, hallelujah, go back and read the entire chapter 13. Praise God. If you go back and read it, he talks about how I know a lot. I know a whole lot. He talking about how I know a whole lot of languages. He talking about even how I communicate with the angels. But of all that, the greatest thing that I've gotten from God is love. Hallelujah. The greatest thing we have gotten from God is his love, not his gifts. Hallelujah. Not his monetary blessings. Hallelujah. Praise God. But his love. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. That he gave his only begotten son. So if God loves so much that he gave, glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you giving to those? Hallelujah. Amen. That you love. Hallelujah. Praise God. The world. Hallelujah, amen. It's not just about what you're giving to those that you love. It's about who you love. And you're supposed to love everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as we close tonight, hallelujah, amen, let's put away the childishness and the pettiness, hallelujah, and the vengefulness, praise God, hallelujah. And let's be more God-like. Hallelujah, and love the way God loved us. Love the way Paul is advising us to, glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's all I have for tonight, praise God, amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line at this time. If you got a testimony, a prayer request, or comment, phone line is open. Bless the name of the Lord.
I just like the way you got yourself together. You know, you don't preach politics. You preach what the Bible says. And love is the most important thing in this world. People don't think, you don't look at it that way. They love what's in the world. They're like in John 15, he said, love not the world. Need the thing in the world. If any man love the world, he loves the love of the Father, not in him. See, we love the world instead of we love the world. But God love us. God love us. See, but our people in the world today, they don't think about it. Just like that. You got it together, Pastor. Man, you I like the way you speak. You explain it. Explain it verse by verse. You got it going on in your life, man. I wish people would listen. If they would listen, they'd learn something. You know, I was listening about this mama thing, you know. People do anything to make you mad. This guy was telling me, you know, his mom told him, he said, this guy, your mama this, your mama that. He come and told me, he's a man. You know what? I went and told my mom what that man said. His mama told me, he's a child. That man don't know nothing about me. So don't even worry about that. And ever since then, when the Bible says something like that, I ain't got nothing to say because he don't know my mom. He is just going to make you mad. He if people say anything to make you mad, Pastor. Man, go ahead and do your business. Go ahead on. I'm blessing on you. God bless you. Thank you. Have a blessed night now.
Amen. Amen. All glory be to God. We thank God for Brother Brian on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad you enjoyed the message. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God.
Well, amen. Thank God for it. Amen. You know, the last thing you're saying, put away the little childish thing. And, you know, I guess that's always the trip. When I say the trip, it means something that we're trying to do, trying to accomplish. It don't mean that we've all gotten there yet. I guess even Paul had to say he hadn't arrived himself yet, but he knew what it should be. And I think that we're all on this journey, trying to be able to love in spite of. And I won't say that it's a hard thing to do. I'm not going to say it's an easy thing to do either. I know we can do all things in Christ, but at the same time, that's what we are fighting with within ourselves, is trying to be able to do this, trying to look over things, not to pay attention to things. You know, go along with stuff, and I know when you're talking about putting up with, you know how sometimes people want to cut you off, and I've done that myself. I won't say that I'm not guilty of it, you know. Just want to cut somebody off, they made you upset. But they did something to you. I'm not going to say I haven't done that because then I'd be lying to myself. So I have to check myself out. But that's the journey that I think that we have to get to, though. That's where we're going. We're trying to be, if we're ever going to be like Christ, it's going to take the love in spite of, because it always going to be something in between. Well, the flesh is always in between you and what's right. But we have to learn how to do this in spite of. And I've learned some of it, but I haven't said I learned all of it. I've learned some things. And so that's why I always say I can't say that I know it all. I can't say that I've ever arrived on everything. But I'm being like Paul. I'm pressing. I'm pressing. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to learn how to do it. You know, sometimes it is not that you don't know what to do sometimes. You know, many times we know what we should do. And we'll be like Paul said, how to perform what I know that I should be doing. He said, that's the problem that I'm having. So I want to say I stand guilty with Paul, and I just ask for God for his help and helping me to overcome. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all stand before the throne of grace tonight, praise God, because we all need that agape love. We all guilty, praise God. Hallelujah. What the Bible say, we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. You can ask when I'm driving, I cuss people out daily. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where are you going? Why is you going that way? Look at this dumb blankety blank. Lord, forgive me. I got to put it away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got to show them people love. Well, maybe they're running late. Hallelujah. I've constantly got to change my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I done cut somebody off before. I gotta say, well, I done cut somebody off before. I need to stop tripping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, yeah, we all need that love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like we all need that grace. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else online on tonight before we call it a night? Praise God. Amen. 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 Well, we just thank God. Amen. For everybody that called in, everybody tuned in on tonight, everybody on TikTok, Facebook, we thank God for you. Amen. We will be, those of you on Facebook and TikTok and Blog Talk Radio as well, tune in this Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. At noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Midwest, and 9 o'clock Pacific time. Hallelujah. Living in Expectation, the Sunday morning service. Amen. From Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. With Bishop Mack and Rebecca Page. Amen. Every Sunday. Amen. Tune in. Hallelujah. And be blessed with a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And get your weekly message. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Make sure y'all stay tuned. We got some events coming up in the beginning of the new year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Going on at Care Church. Hallelujah. We got the women's conference in January. We got a revival in February. We got a men's conference in March. Hallelujah. And if the Lord say the same, he's going to be adding a whole lot more. Hallelujah to the plate. Praise God. So we invite you to come out. Amen. And fellowship with us. We in the city of Arlington, Texas, 2501 Centennial Drive. Hallelujah. Right around the corner from Six Flags. Amen. Praise God. But we believe in God. Amen. Might be changing that address pretty soon. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise on today. Amen. And if we don't have anything else, we're going to go ahead and pray. Excuse me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for your word on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the agape love that you show us, Lord. And, Lord, help us to show that to others, Lord. And, Lord, as Mr. Payne said, Lord, forgive us for our sins, Lord, and help us, amen, to learn more of your word, hallelujah, not just learn it, but to practice it, Lord, hallelujah, and the work, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, hallelujah, that's it, so that we can love those, hallelujah, that need to be loved, Lord. Hallelujah. We just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise on tonight. And as we leave the line but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Amen. Everybody have a blessed night. See y'all Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. They are green. Hold up.
This call. Goodbye.